Hello everyone, Lee here, letting you know that if you haven't checked out part 1 and 2, go do that right now, and let's continue.
We got number 10 for me is the OST of the year, Start by Gaho. Mm-hmm. I love Gaho. I love his voice, I love all of his music, and I'm glad he got recognition with the song.
Controversial opinion, we do not like Itaewon Class. Itaewon Class can leave. Leave the building. As much as I love Park Seo Joon, leave.
Yes. Yeah, but OST of the year.
Number 10 for me, the song that's already been said. My mama told me I'm alien by Suyeon from Acne. Just a nice, cute song. I appreciate her dancing.
Mm-hmm. Her hair.
Yeah, she a look. Her voice is as always immaculate.
I just want to see something. Okay, number 9 for me is Winter Flower. Mm-hmm. By Yoonha featuring RM.
The honorable mention for me.
Yeah, I really like this song.
So it's definitely like cinematic, like epic feels.
Yeah, like I said, I like epic songs, you know? So yeah, number 9.
Number 9 for me is by my main boy, my main homie, Ha Hyun Sung. You know, with a song called Not Okay. He released, I think it was a mini album. I think it's his first mini album. No, he has another mini album. I don't know, what am I saying? He released a mini album. And I think this was his first time doing like sort of upbeat songs. But a lot of the songs are like upbeat, but they have sad lyrics. Which is like great, you know, that's what I'm looking for in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Not Okay is.
On to number 8. Number 8 for me is Red Moon. Mm-hmm. By Kim Woo-suk. My man, I love him so much. And him and Uptension deserve so much better. And X1 deserves so much better. I love this song. And I also really love the mini album that came with it. He put a lot of work into it. Like the behind the scenes and stuff. He put a lot of work into it. And it came out really good. So proud of him.
So number 8 for me is an artist that I discovered halfway through the year and became immediately obsessed with them, and their name is Maddox, and the song is Sleep. Yeah, great song. When I first listened to the song, I thought it was a girl singing, and I realized it was not, it was Maddox. And their voice is really pretty, and yeah, their voice is really pretty.
Number 7 for me is Demian's debut song, Cassette. He really came out with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
A bang of vibes and falsetto and whispering in my ear in English about an orange sunset. Yes. About
you
how
I realized it hasn't gotten on any of our lists this year.
What?
Let's try it.
Open Mind was a close
thing. Very close for me.
Also, Love Killer. I like that song.
Number 7 for me is a song that's already been said. Best OST of the year.
Yep.
Start by Gaho. This guy is Shijak. He's got the best vocals, so good.
Yes.
I'm glad to see that he's succeeding, because I know that some of the other artists that were with
PLT
have left.
Number 6, we got 26, and it's by Yoonha. After like she released with RM, I like checked out some more of her music, and I like this song. So it's like got like rock kind of vibes, but like pop rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and her voice is great.
Another person who I didn't put on my list, but I probably should have, because she worked really hard this year, is Jamie. She released a lot of music.
Yeah.
Number 6, by Taemin. What can I say?
I'm in love.
obsessed with Taemin. Got a couple more coming up. man's insane.
Coming in at number five, we have the third of Damien's songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Yes, and I love this song, and I listen to it sometimes before I go to sleep. And yeah.
Number five is another song by Taemin called Pansy, and it's a song for his members. But sometimes when I'm listening to it, it just makes me like reflect on my own life, because he's just like saying how lucky he is, you know. And yeah.
Number four for me is Beautiful by Gaho. It's a B-side that he released when he released A Song for You. And yeah, and it's really good and beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful, coming at number four is So Beautiful by DPR Ian.
Yes.
This might have been one of my favorite music videos of the year. Mm. I really like the effects. It's really cool. And I know that DPR Ian is in charge of all that.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention for me.
It reminded me of Howling by Dean from last year.
Yeah, 404. Coming in at number three for me is a bit unexpected. Well, sort of. Like, I don't know how I discovered the song. I think I saw part of it in a compilation, and like it stuck with me. And then I was like, I gotta listen to this whole song. And I love this song. And like, it's a song that I could listen to at any time of day. And like, it just always fits. It's called Love the Moon, and it's by, I don't know how you say his stage name, it's like Vini, but Hyunbin, and you know him from, he was on the Produce 101 season 2, and then he was in the idol show that you watched.
The one with
Suyeon, yeah.
Temporary idol.
Yeah. No, but it's actually because I think they became friends between that, and so it's a collab with Suyeon. But I love that song. It's a vibe.
Number three. Two Kids by Taemin. Do I even have to say anything? like, music video is beautiful. My man's beautiful.
We were just two
freestyle
kids.
Freestyle dancing. I like the soft vibes, because, you know, he doesn't always do soft vibes.
Mm.
Another good, like, sunset driving playlist song. His look in the music video kind of reminds me of G-Dragon's, like, the whole, like, punk, like, English punk.
Oh, yeah, what's the song called? Crooked?
I prefer that style of song, even though I also love my guys. Sexy time songs.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer that style of song, so it's nice to see that from him.
Coming in at number two for me is Error by Ash Island featuring Loopy. I went on a Ash Island like deep dive when this song came. Like, I knew his song Paranoid that was released last year or the year before, I forget, but I loved that song. It was like when I'm more at, like, once I got into like more like K hip hop and stuff like that. So I knew that was like the only song I knew from him. And then he released this song this year, and I was like, all right, it's got like similar vibes to Paranoid. I was like, let me check some more of this out. And I watched his like Killing Verse that he did, and he's great. And yes, and so I listened to like all of his songs, and I love most of them, but like most of them weren't released this year. This was like the only thing he released this year. So that's why it's just that. But also, he is beautiful, like, in his own way, you know? And I love his tattoos. Okay, that's a little rant. Little fangirl rant for me.
So, number two. I was between this song and another song of hers that she released this year, but it's 8 by IU.
Oh, yeah.
It's another song. Are you happy now? You know, like, once you have achieved your dreams, like, are you happy? Featuring Suga.
Produced by Suga.
IU is just my queen, my girl crush, my everything I want to be. I want to be your best friend.
Mm-hmm. I want to feed her.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be a bodyguard. I would be like, you know how in like olden times, like you have people who carry the carts for people. I wouldn't even be the cart. I would carry her places so she would never have to walk. She's probably tiny enough that I could do it.
All right, and coming in at number one, we got my girl IU, Into the Island.
That was the other song that I was in between.
Obsessed with this song. I was obsessed. I still am obsessed. Like, I love this song. It was a perfect theme song for Island. Like, it kind of flew under the radar, I feel like. But I love this song so much.
She donated like $70,000 this Christmas or something like that.
I know, I love her so much.
Okay, well, Ree knows what my number one song is. Holo by Lehigh, or Ehi, however you're supposed to say it. Anything Lehigh releases is my favorite. She switched to the black label. She's no longer with YG.
As she should.
She released this song, and the music video is really
Wait, no, cool. Didn't she switch to P Nation?
British?
Or AOMG.
Yeah, AOMG. She's with AOMG.
Yeah.
And she also released a Christmas song with Crush. That was good. Called For You. This song is so good.
She legit went around singing this in the house all the time.
Mm-hmm. I can actually, like, hit those notes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a comforting song while at the same time being a sad song. And the music video is really cool because she's like an angel. And that's like my interpretation. She's like a guardian angel. And yeah, you know, whatever sadness you're going through, whatever pain, like, it'll end. So that has been our hour and a half. 2020 K-pop top songs wrap up. Let us know if you shared some of these songs with us. I mean, I think we covered most releases this year.
Yeah, we're pretty big. Got a pretty big spectrum.
We have 120 songs here. Tell us what your favorites are. I will make these playlists on our YouTube channel, so check out our YouTube channel as well. Hope you all have a good 2021.
Yes, a happy new year.
Praying for the best.
Mm-hmm.
We won't get our expectations too high, because you know what that leads to.
Yes.
But yeah, hopefully it'll be better. Yeah. We also want to give just a quick little mention of what our favorite K-dramas were this year.
We came to a consensus.
Yes, It's Okay to Not Be Okay.
Yes.
Right, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Is our favorite K-drama of the year.
Mm.
Done
beautifully.
Yes. Like, it has the traditional K-drama fixings, but it also has, like, super good messages in terms of mental health and stigmas and... the two main characters were great, and they had great, like, chemistry together.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim Seon's beautiful. and I love his smile.
Yeji's beautiful.
Yeah, that girl snatched.
Yes. And
so, yeah.
Also, what else?
The brother.
You liked Dear Friends, right?
Yes, my other favorite drama this year was Dear My Friends, which, is less of your stereotypical K-drama and is about a lot of old ajummas. And I really enjoyed it. Maybe it's just because I'm an old lady, but I really related to a lot of the things in the drama.
Also,
yeah.
You know what else was this year? Hospital Playlist.
Oh my god. Hospital Playlist is another great one. Can't wait for season 2.
Yes.
Just, they're all such good friends, and,
yeah.
And they're so comfortable with one another. I love, like that's one of the things in Dear My Friends, is they're all, like, good friends, and also comfortable with one another.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So those were our favorite K-dramas. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Hopefully y'all listen to this whole thing. That'd be cool. And,
We out!
See you in 2021!
As a special end of the year treat, here are some bloopers of our dog interrupting our recording. Hope you enjoy.
Bruh! He just walked in here like he owns the place.
What?
I've never seen him move this much.
Normally he just sits up in mom's room all day.
He's scared he is! Who does he think he is?
You
want to scrap, bro?
Yawn? Are we boring? Are we boring you?
I've literally never seen him stand for this long.
What is that?